Next case, 10,738 Alfred H. Johnson, northwest of Route 13A, north of Garden Lane, being lot 55 within Green Acres Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement. I'm just going to leave them in here with the pictures.
Go ahead.
Your picture. I'm just going to leave them in there.
Okay, for this.
Good evening. Name and address, please.
That's 8545 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware, 19974.
Lance Johnson, 8545.
Same address?
Yes.
Sir?
Guy Baker, 303 South Money Street, please.
Okay. You'll swear affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Start then with the young lady at the other end, if you would, please.
Sorry.
Good evening, sir.
I do not.
Can you explain to the board your request?
We're trying to get a variance.
For?
We're trying to extend our living room, extend the living room.
Mm-hmm.
We had came and got all the permits and things like that that was required of us to get before he started construction. Everything went okay. We got the permits. The contractor came to start doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowners association had my contractor stop doing the work, stating that we were out too far. I don't know nothing about these measurements and stuff like that. I'm not good with, I don't know nothing about that. But anyway, asked him to stop the work. He stopped the work. They said to me that one of them said they didn't have a problem with it. The other one had a problem with it. They came on the property without us knowing about it and did their measurements. That's how we found out whatever. So that's why we're here, to get a variance so we can finish our project that we started. They asked me to, if I could get 12 neighbors' signatures. I did that. I also gave for three more letters, I believe it was, three or four letters. They was unable to be here, so they asked me if I could get a few letters from them. So that's what I did.
Who obtained the permit?
Yes, sorry, go ahead.
Who obtained the permit? Your builder? Who got the permit?
Did you get the builder?
You
got it. Got it.
Can you come up and... Did the permit have the setback requirements on it?
When I was given the permit, yes, it was 10 and 5, I believe it was, or for the sides and the back, is what it was quoted on the permit.
Okay. So
the problem arises because this particular property in Garden Lane is measured from the back of the property to the front instead of to the front to the back. And the reason that we're here for a variance is because we're 3 foot short from where it should be to get the proper clearance in the front. So instead of asking for just 3 foot, we're asking for 5 foot to give us enough to finish the project.
Well, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out why you built this into the setback.
At the time, we didn't realize it was in the setback. We thought we had a lot of room. We had 35 feet from the road to where the edge of the house is.
How long have you been a contractor in the state?
25 years.
And you always measure from the road?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me explain to you that property lines don't necessarily start at the road. They typically start away from the road. Okay. Thank you. Okay. You folks are familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Say it again, sir.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Your application?
Yes.
Okay.
You address those then for us?
Can you address those for us?
What? Application.
You have to convince us that your request meets the standards for granting a variance. And those standards are listed in the application.
Well, what did he want from us? I don't know where he wanted. That's the sheet that I put out.
Jeez. I ain't got it. I forgot it.
You forgot it?
You have it. I do have it. I forgot it.
Need to. Do you have the copy here, then, if you'd like to have them?
Okay.
There's one right there. You can read those.
Or if you'd like, you can. This is the actual standards.
There was a copy up at the podium. I don't know if there's still there.
These aren't the ones that we got.
This isn't what I have been.
This is the top one. The other stuff is mine. The top copy I give you.
You just want the question to the answer to uniqueness?
Yep.
All the way down, there's five standards.
You have to answer those because I did. Go ahead.
Those questions are an aid to help you address the standards, but yes and no answers aren't quite suitable.
Do you not remember?
Would you folks like some more time to prepare?
There was a list that we were, a two-page sheet that we were given that had specifics on why you wanted your addition and whatnot that are different than these. Those were already filled out with the answers on those. So, I mean, if...
So if we can get some more time, like how much more time?
It's going to be up to them to give you more time.
We could, yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Could we get more time?
So she's like, I'll go ahead and finish the hearing, and then
it's not
maybe up to the board.
But it's not the same.
I mean, if you're not prepared, you'd be better to take the time to get prepared and go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and finish the hearing, though, first.
We got to finish the hearing, you said. Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, she did submit three letters in favor. Mrs. Johnson did.
A left two?
Three.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. Would you like to come forward, please, at this time? You can sit right down up front if you would like to go.
Thank you. Ma'am, can I have my papers back?
Yes.
Okay.
Names and addresses.
Donald Smith, 8590 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
Walter Langer, 8690 Garden Lane.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me start off by saying my name is Donald Smith. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association for Green Acres Association. We had spoken with the contractor when he was over his limit of construction. And his words to me that day, before Mr. and Mrs. Johnson come home, is that our covenant doesn't mean nothing. He's beat them before, and he'll beat them again. I asked him to stop. He refused. He said, unless he had a signed piece of paper for a stop order of construction, he was not going to. The Johnsons did ask him to go ahead and hold off, so he stopped. He was getting pretty irate with us, and we tried to let him know that, I mean, we wasn't trying to hold up progress, but we just wanted to follow the guidelines. The county code is 30-foot setback from the road or from the right-of-way. Our covenant is 30-foot setback from the right-of-way. He explained to us that they measured from the center line of the road to try to get to the edge of the road to try to find out where the property line was at, but nobody had it surveyed. The property line in the back of his of the Johnson's property, I pulled a tape measure out 150 feet. Our lots in Green Acres are all 50 by 150, unless you have a double lot. Then it's 150 by 100. We also have here a copy of the people that we've given the covenant to. We recently took over in 2007. We got copies of the covenant and handed them out to everybody in the neighborhood, and we asked them to sign a piece of paper stating that they received it. Mr. Johnson did sign it, stating that he received it. I'm not sure if he's read it or not, but he signed it agreeing that he was following the covenant guidelines and has not.
Okay. Mr. Smith, is it?
Yes.
Yes. Just for the record, this board does not enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
Okay.
But we do.
Well, we
do, as you can. It's obvious.
Well, and that's
the setbacks
why,
being the same, we do enforce those.
Yeah, we just brought this just to, you know, our covenant codes are as well as what the county codes are.
Right. Okay.
We really had no prior notice that any construction was going on until we seen people down there working. So, I mean, we couldn't try to convince him that, you know, he needed to have a surveyed or anything to be within his limits. I mean, we had no prior notice until construction started.
Okay, that's when you were aware of it.
All right. Okay. I do have something else to say. when I handed these covenants out, and he did question me about putting up an extension, putting up a deck, and I did mention to him at the time that there is a 30-foot frontage, and it's not just covenant, it's county code, and you have to abide by the county code. Now, I did go to the office where they keep the permits. I asked for a copy of the permit, a look at the permit, and it, right on the permit it says a 30-foot, 10 feet on each side and a 30-foot setback in the front. And they couldn't even know where the front property line was, let alone trying to, you know, say that, you know, in other words, he's going to put it anyway. It feels like putting it, and he'll get away with it. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to do what's right because this is a community. And all the setbacks and all the homes are set back at least 30 feet, unless you have a double lot and they face the road, they set it back even further. But you know, you go down our road, you can see it. It's just they're all lined up, and everybody pretty well abides by what, you know, what's there. If they go to the county, and abides and gets permits and files the permit, including myself and Mr. Smith.
You gentlemen didn't apply for the variance, therefore you may or may not be aware of what the requirements or the standards are for granting a variance. Are you familiar with those?
No, we're not actually. Our biggest thing is, I mean, we're here to try to fight the variance. I mean, we.
Okay. You know, It may be that we allow the applicant to come back after they've prepared to address the standards for granting variance. And in the interim, if you would like, you can certainly contact the office and they can tell you what those standards are and you can prepare as well.
Okay.
Sure. I have one question, Mr. Smith. You say you pulled a tape from the rear of the property?
Correct.
What did you use as a starting point at the rear? Was there a
marker? Yes, the rear property markers haven't been touched. The front property markers, unfortunately, 75% of them have been wiped out. We had the state come in and redid drainage and all that, so 90 or 75% of the front property markers have been wiped out.
But there is a rear property marker there.
Correct.
That's what you used to pull the 150 Correct. Feet. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board for them? Mr. Gabe? Workman? Mr. Mill? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we allow the applicant to further better prepare for their case, and I'd make a motion that we would continue to hear this case on January the 3rd.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we in either case, open to allow the applicants more time or more time to be prepared and move the case till January the 3rd. All those in favor of the motion, give me the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.